Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gabe Kapler's leaving. He's going away. Philadelphia doesn't want you to stay. It's time you're leaving to turn the page. Philadelphia fans are in a rage.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. That's Noah Saunders of Lowercase People, who was a guest at our show yesterday. A very talented young man.
He can sing, boy.
Clearly not a huge fan of the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies.
The poor guy.
That listen to this radio probe today, whether they are fans or not, may be less so by 10 o'clock. That's all I can tell you right now, because later in the show, Al, somebody was out in San Francisco and had an altercation involving Gabe Kapler in the stands. And he is going to come on and tell us that story. And it is not the first time Gabe Kapler has been accused of having rabbit ears and getting fans thrown out of stadiums who are not drunk and not profane.
So it's a Phillies fan on the road in San Francisco that he had removed from the game.
Exactly.
Wow.
And he will tell the story, and you will go, this is not a good situation.
That's not good.
But needless to say, we already know it's not a good situation. And we left the air yesterday at 10 o'clock, Al, with really hopes that we kind of knew would not flourish.
Yeah.
Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia had written that he sensed change was in the air after the abysmal road trip that the Phillies had had on the West Coast. And there was no change. Okay. Of any kind whatsoever. Everything is status quo here as the Phillies fall two games out of the wild card race now and are only two games over 500. Facing the Cubs in the first of three tonight at Citizens Bank Park. And Rhea, my information is that the Cubs are horrible on the road.
They are something like 23-36. They haven't won a series in a while.
They have not won a series in like 11 series.
Right.
Will they win this one?
Yes.
No, that was that was rhetorical.
Oh, I'm sorry. Usually when you ask a question, you get mad.
We do not know the answer to that. I brought it up as a rhetorical. All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, bottom line is this is going to be a very interesting week around here. And we have so much stuff today that I'm warning you now. This is not a day you want to go to work. All right. I got, Al, two versions of a brand new song Conklin has done. I've got a call from a convention of coaches and managers in this town going on early this morning. All the old managers and coaches got together for a little breakfast brunch.
Cool. Nice.
And they're calling from there to tell us why they never won.
those are interesting.
So we got all that. At 7 o'clock, Al, put on a helmet. Joe Giglio, the number one apologist for Gabe Kapler, will be on the show.
Cool.
We are going to attack him savagely. All right? 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Ruben Frank will deal with a very... This issue with Carson Wentz is getting scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bob Ford wrote a great comedy acquired today. Okay, you don't want to play Wentz at all in the preseason? Look out. Take a look at your early season games. If he's not ready, and Ruben Frank's been watching him at practice and going, he's still a little rusty. He's throwing a lot of interceptions. Ruben will tell us whether he thinks Wentz can go with no game experience in the preseason and jump into the start. It's a big mistake. I'll tell you right now. He'll handle that issue. 9 o'clock. How do you know when it's time to fire a manager? We got the former GM of the Mets, now a brilliant analyst at MLB, Jim Duquette. When do you know it's time? And does Duquette think it's time for the Phillies to make a change? We got all that today. I got this fan calling in, Al, in the 9 o'clock hour from the West Coast with the story of how Gabe got him thrown out of the game. The last time this happened at Fenway Park, Gabe denied it. How many times can it happen before you start to realize it is him who is telling the security to throw a fan out because he's being heckling?
A Phillies fan.
Let me make this clear. All right? This city is the birthplace of heckling. You get to heck. You know why you get to heckle? I'm going to tell you why. Because it's America. That's why. Al, because it's the land of free speech.
Okay. Yeah, as long as you're not swearing.
Here's how we're going to start today. Mm-hmm. All right. Because this has bugged me from the end of yesterday's show. The fact that Gabe Kapler is still the manager of this team is unthinkable to me. Mm-hmm. In every way. Al, if you ever saw the onslaught of email I got yesterday, I got a letter from a guy. I'll read it later.
Oh, a letter.
A letter he sent to the Phillies.
Oh, my goodness.
Saying he'll never follow them again until Kapler, Klentak, and McPhail are gone.
Wow.
All three of them. And he's appealing directly to John Middleton. I can't watch this team while they're here. That's how bad this is. But is there any change in the air? Rhea, are you sensing anything?
No.
Check your notes. Do you have anybody leaving or coming from the Phillies?
No, I do not.
So I want to raise a very simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Philadelphia so bad at hiring and firing coaches and managers? Why are we so bad? And before I get to Kapler, I'll give you the best example of this you could ever find. The Philadelphia Flyers, Keith Jones's team, had a coach here a few years ago. His name is Craig Berube.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig Berube, Al, was such a great coach that he performed a hockey miracle this year in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Al, is that fair to say a hockey miracle?
Yes.
Last place to winning the cup.
Yeah, 250-1 when he took over.
Smart, inspirational, cutting edge.
Yeah.
Had it all, right?
Understands how to talk to the players.
Honest with the media. And a great communicator with his players.
Yeah.
Flyers got rid of him.
Yeah.
Ron Hextall, that genius, said, no. I got somebody way better from North Dakota, Dave Hextall.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Hextall couldn't get a head coaching job in the NHL today at gunpoint. If he showed up at a front office with a gun and said, I'm the head coach, they would call security.
They do a lot of hunting in North Dakota.
No, he is an assistant now, right? He got a job as an assistant
with
in
the Toronto.
Toronto
Maple Leafs.
Right,
yes.
And that's about as far as he's ever going to go. How do you let, Jonesy, just help me with this one. How do you let go of a guy who clearly had what it took to be a champion?
I never understood.
And bring in a guy with absolutely no experience winning in the NHL and say, here, the job is yours.
Well, you end up losing your job a couple years later. I mean, that's a huge, it's a huge risk to take.
Right.
And Berube did a real nice job when Hexie was here as the GM. He made the playoffs with a team that wasn't really good enough to make the playoffs.
Well, I did a study.
Uh-oh.
I got nothing else to do. Show's over. What am I doing? And I realized that there's one word that covers these decisions. It's almost uniform. Arrogance. I'll even go back to when the Eagles hired Chip Kelly. No, they wanted to get the newest flavor.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get innovation. They needed a guy who would come in and turn football on its head, and in so doing, prove to the league how brilliant the decision makers are at the Eagles. Now, they figured that out after Kelly. They said, we'll never do it that again.
Right.
That was a tragic mistake.
Would you make the argument, though, you'll take a chance on that when you have not been successful before? What you've been doing in the past has never worked, so you go out and you try something different?
You want to glorify yourself. You're doing this to glorify yourself. And the best example of all of them is Kapler himself. I'm going to take you back a little bit.
I can't wait for this.
2 years ago, all right? Remember, they brought in McPhail. McPhail was here for analytics. He has no analytics.
Mm-hmm.
So he hires a guy who knows in analytics, but virtually nothing else.
Yeah.
Matt Klentak.
Exactly.
Klentak comes in. He sees a year of Pete McCann. He goes, that's enough of that. I'm going to bring my guy in. And then he goes out and gets a guy with 1 year of minor league experience at the single A level. The team the year that Gabe Kapler managed them was a horrific failure. 28 games under 500. And then they said, no, he's going to be the manager of a major league team. And here's Matt Klentak when he brought out Gabe Kapler.
a few things I'm going to say about Cap. He's incredibly prepared, and that came through in the interview process. It came through as we talked to people throughout the industry that either played with him or have worked with him. Or if he brings the same level of preparation and grit to the Phillies that he brought to the field as a player, our fans are going to love this guy.
Your fans hate this guy. Do you understand? I've been doing this 30 years. Nobody's ever been disliked more as a head coach than that man or manager.
Yeah.
He's the most disliked manager that we have seen in 30 years. The most, more than Ryan Sandberg, right?
Yeah.
More than,
and that's hard to do.
Go to all of them. You name a manager in the past 30 years, no one is as disliked as Gabe Kapler is today in this city. If I'm wrong, call me. Tell me I'm wrong. Francona was a bad manager here, but he wasn't anywhere near as annoying as this guy. He wasn't doing rah-rah, sis, boom, bah with the pom-poms in the dugout. Francona at least would attempt to give you a fairly honest answer to a respectable question.
And Chip Kelly's close, though, but he started off right?
No,
at least he had a winning season.
Wins.
Yeah, he had 10 wins 2 years
put
in a row.
The Eagles back on the map.
He demonstrated something that he wasn't a complete inept like this guy. This guy is totally inept, all right? So I know it's just that I'm reading your face, Jonesy, and you're going, I need more from Klentak on Gabe's amazing resume.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Let's hear more.
Gabe has an extensive resume of experiences. You know, as a minor league player, 12 seasons in the big leagues. He took a year off in the midst of that to manage at the minor league level while I was rehabbing an injury. He played in Japan. He's worked as a member of the media. He's been a farm director. This guy brings an impressive resume of baseball experiences to the table.
By the way, as an aside, because I'm sorry, I'm still processing this information. While a member of the media in 2013, Gabe Kapler tweeted out that it was time for the Phillies to fire Charlie Manuel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's matter of record.
Yeah.
I am not making that up, right?
No, I was...
Tomorrow, when he's on, if it comes up that I am asking that he leave, I'm going to say, Gabe, I learned it from you.
Yeah, it's part of the business. That's how it works.
I never did this before, but I was a big devoted follower of your Twitter, and you got rid of Charlie Manuel in 2013. I realized that's the way to go.
World Series hero.
I can't
You're
wait
not
for
right at all.
No, I'm not. You know why I'm not right? Because I know that this guy is terrible at his job, and he's still here. That should not be happening in this city. It should not be happening.
They're going to get strong. They're going to get up. They're going to get strong.
All right. You know what?
That's what I was told.
You need a little more. I see you, Jonesy. Can I have a little more? Matt, a little more on how amazing Kapler is?
Three is that he's a progressive thinker. You know, we look at the teams that can just finish competing in the World Series. Look at the teams that competed in last year's World Series. These are among the most progressive organizations in baseball. I don't think it's a coincidence that those are the four teams that have played in the World Series the last 2 years. That's where the Phillies need to head, and I think Gabe Kapler is going to be a huge asset to us as we try to progress to the future.
How dumb does all that sound today?
Sounds bad. He sounds out of shape.
It sound
too.
Bad?
He's got to get to the gym.
And then, because I don't want to leave, McPhail out of the equation here. I bring back one last time. I promise I won't play it again, at least till tomorrow. Todd Zielecki, our baseball guy, wanted to know if they were contemplating a change at the manager's position. This was 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Honestly, I hate to even dignify that question with an answer. We're in the postseason today, if the season was over.
All right. Oh, by the way, you're not in the postseason now.
Too bad it didn't end then.
Now you're two games out. This is what we're dealing with
here. This is awesome.
Here's what we're going to do today. I got great stuff to give away. And now I had a plan that you changed on me.
Me?
Is today Left-Handers Day?
Yeah.
Like this is the day that we honor all left-handers?
Yeah.
Let's do it here too.
Okay.
I want you to name for me the greatest left-handed athlete of all time.
Jeez.
All right?
There better be one name first.
What? Rhea, don't start with your agenda.
I have an agenda.
Who is a left-hander who's great? You're playing today for a $100 gift card, Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. A big, juicy steak and a piece of lemon cake.
Wow. We had that last week. That was
Phillies Padre Sunday. It's got big day. It's Aaron Nola Bobble Figurine Day, courtesy of Valley Forge and Montco Tourism. Tickets available at Phillies.com. I got great seats for that for you. Maybe you'd instead of that, you want to upgrade your wardrobe. Got a Nick Foles Eagles jersey for you.
Nice.
You might want to select that. Or a family four-pack to see the Reading Fightin' Phils face the Trenton Thunder Sunday at same time as the Phillies game. Wow, 2:15, First Energy Stadium. That's Charlie Manuel, World Series trophy bobblehead. Two bobbles in the same afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets available at fightins.com. All you got to do is name me a great left-handed athlete. You early people get the best shot at this. 888-729-9494. Just tell me, why are we so bad at hiring managers and coaches in this city? WIP Sports Time 668.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.